I yet live.
Oh god, you scared the shit out of me.
Okay. I have a nice big glass of water and a backache. Let's do this.
Huzzah! Today is actually the first day I haven't had a headache in like a week.
Oh yeah, you were sick because the thingy was taking so long to get going up and stuff. Yeah. Do you know there's like a guy on YouTube who's like, hey, you guys are pretty cool to listen to. Also, 4chan is a pretty dark place, and you've only like put up the first three podcasts on the YouTube.
There's actually someone that said something.
Yeah, on the first podcast. He was like, you guys seem pretty cool to listen to, and he subscribed and everything.
Oh, I didn't think anyone was saying anything.
No, but I saw this like 2 days ago because I went to look it up on YouTube. Because like, have we even put up any gameplay yet? Because we have to do that.
Where the f*** is the YouTube channel? Damn it.
Well, if you want, I could. Well, actually, I'm in the middle of a game. You want me to try and link it to you or something?
Got it already.
Hey.
Yeah, if there's people listening to it, then yeah, fine. I'll
make sure
update it.
Link them to the Tumblr in the descriptions if you aren't doing that. You gotta link them to like all the social networks, bro. All.
Yeah.
But
we don't have anyone on Twitter, so.
Well, there's Viridian. Viridian follows us on Twitter, but. I suppose I could learn how to tweet her.
Oh.
I could learn how to tweet her.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to tweet.
Okay. Oh. Why are you doing that now? After what? It took you.
No, that was serious.
Really? Yeah, last time I said something serious, you thought it was like that. Then again, the last time I said something serious was like, you want to play a game or do something steamy? When I meant to say play a game on Steam, but I said do something steamy. And
dude, he was coming on to me so hard.
I was not coming on to you!
all of that was recorded.
I gotta check what I say on the internet nowadays.
Yeah, you do.
Yep. Anyone could be recording anything.
Yep. Well, since we're on a roll here, I think I've convinced Moss that I have a bean salad fetish.
What?
And welcome to the 8th episode
of
the podcast. That is a great note to start on.
Taking one for the team. Yes.
So as we just discovered,
no,
Egg has a bean salad fetish.
No, your cat doesn't love you.
My cat loves me so much.
No.
Don't you bring her into this.
She loves me.
She is my darling little toothless cat, so shut up.
What? Okay, whatever.
My cat has no teeth.
Okay, how did that happen?
Some cats have a genetic predisposition to their teeth rotting. And so if you don't get them pulled, they can end up dying.
Oh, God, dying.
So you have to pull all of them except for the fangs, because you know they gotta have the fangs and then those tiny little front teeth in between the fangs. You have to pull all of them except for those, you know, so they can still chew food and everything. And then all those eventually fell out too. So she's toothless.
I'm fairly sure I had a dog with that issue because my parents knew about it and they didn't have the money to take it to the vet. So they ended up doing some DIY teeth pulling.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But hey, it worked. The dog lived on quite a bit longer and had a happy life.
Hey, if it'll help your pet.
I mean, the dog actually like wanted it to happen too. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Because after like they didn't pull out all the teeth they had to like all at the same time. No. But she would definitely keep coming back. My dad would grab the pliers and she'd come up and pull another bad tooth.
Wow. That reminds me of when we had to trim my cat's claws and they didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and trimming claws can be a really dangerous thing because you can actually make it to where they bleed out.
Yeah, you can get their nerve pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well.
Still.
So, how about that new episode, huh?
I don't really know what to say about it. I mean, it was adorable. It was totally adorable. It was so adorable. But at the same time, why would she, like, why? Why would she let them, or, like, say, maybe you can make him better? Why?
I definitely don't agree with the premise of it. Although, I mean, I can understand the way that they went about it with Celestia saying, oh, hey, you know, there are some good uses we could have for his magic. Okay, yeah, they kind of... They wrote in a way to where it would actually make sense.
Sort of. I still don't.
It starts to make even more sense if you think about it.
Well, I mean, because especially the fact that his magic is so far-reaching, he can do so many things at one time that it's, I can affect this whole area with the snap of a finger, you know?
But, well, on top of that, like I said, the more you think about it, the more sense it starts to make, because if you can turn him into a powerful ally, that would be a lot better than having to deal with him again as a villain later on, for sure.
Yeah. But on that same note, I was not really that happy with how it ended.
Yeah, like, the whole friend thing seemed kind of out of nowhere. But it was adorable. It was adorable.
Yeah, it was. Although, I mean, that does kind of screw up a lot of Discord origin story fanfics.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, most of them deal with
him being, like, betrayed and stuff by friends.
Yeah. The whole, like, a lot of them I know deal with, you know, a love interest between him and Celestia.
I was actually going to do like that. I listened to Monster by Sound of the Aviators, which is a totally...
That's a good one.
That is a beast song. And I was like, oh, I'll write this one where Discord were back when the Draconic Quai, whatever, ruled the land, and Alicorns were like high-class ponies, and then Discord was completely different. He didn't understand what it was like to be chaotic like his parents, and then he fell in love with Celestia, and then her parents wanted to use the connection between Celestia and Discord to do something, something, something or other, and then it ended up that Discord found out about it, and then he felt betrayed, and then he became a monster after his parents died, and then he killed all the Alicorns, and then Celestia and Luna became the only ones left that survived his little genocide.
I'm still kind of waiting on an origin story of Celestia and Luna, and I don't think that's going to come for at least a couple more seasons, if anything.
The way I, like I said before, I thought it was, the episode overall was okay. I feel like the a couple of things I didn't agree with, like mainly what you guys touched base on already, but when I look back at it, I'm like, they only have 22 minutes to pack this episode into.
Exactly.
It's kind of like what happened with the season 2 finale. I mean, they could have done so much more with that, obviously, but they had 2 episodes. You have only so much time. But then again, I watched like the really poopy version. The sound sounded so horrible, so that kind of ruined it for me a little bit. But I was in a rush because I watched it right before we started this. Like, Matt's like, hey, you ready to record? I was like, I haven't even watched it yet. He's like, well, I want you to watch this because I want you to be part of this. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, we really do need your input on the discussions and all that.
Really?
I mean,
really?
Well, it adds a whole other thing, because, you know, you interpret it differently than me, and I interpret it differently than Lobine, and Lobine interprets it differently than you. So, you know, it's good to have as many points of discussion on it as possible.
Still. So, but touching back base on the whole, like, it affecting fanfics out there, The way I personally see those is two different universes. Like, I don't let fanfics mess with the main show, and I don't let the main show mess with certain fanfics either.
It's
like, if they
want to
go off and do their own thing, that's cool, as long as they have like their own little the basic base of the show in a little bit.
And see, that actually, that kind of plays to the whole reason as to why I can't really read fan fiction, is because I really, if you're going to use the characters and everything, I'd like to have it stick to something that actually means something and not have it be said separate universe and all this kind of stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely. But what I'm in agreement. But what I mean by separate universe is if it started before that so-and-so happened, It's completely exempt, and as long as the characters are still within like personalities and stuff a little bit, obviously in different situations, whether obviously extreme ones, this happen all the time in fanfic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you say that as I'm looking over a fic that I'm thinking of putting up on the Boad.
And that's all everyone needs to know.
Well, if they need to, if they feel like finding out, they can find out.
Hey. The fiction roundups are the farthest ones on both the Tumblrs. This makes me sad face. We're like on fiction roundup maybe 9.
I'm bad with keeping up with stuff at times. I used to be really good at keeping up with stuff, but as of the last like 2 years, I just stopped giving.
Well, and for me, it's like with the, at least with the music roundups, I'm really waiting for something phenomenal to come out, and there hasn't been too much going on right now.
Did you see Acoustic Man of Roni's Kindness thing? That's pretty badass.
No, I did not.
Well, see, there's something else. Sorry for butting in, but I'm trying to find stuff that isn't already covered by the main
and place. That's another thing with me, is I'm trying to look at what, you know, EQD is putting out there, yeah, and not doing the same stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why
that's what I'm trying to do as well.
A few of the other ones have made it on is because of the fact that they haven't been featured on there, so it's like, well, I gotta get this music out, it's fucking good, you know.
Well, at the same time, I mean, like, it's harder for, I guess, for music and art so much because there's an entire site devoted straight to it, and in a very easy to find way, like FimFiction is, because FimFiction is my bro. FimFiction is my bestest friend ever. And I have to still finish your stupid story thing. I haven't even started yet. I'm so bad. I have it all planned out. I have the first line, the very first line, which is 3 words long, followed by an exclamation mark and 2 quotation marks surrounding it. It started.
See, that was almost the exact same tone and intonation of what line of that was it? But from Alice's Restaurant. God, you guys may be too young to even know that. That was.
But how old is Lobi? You're 18, right?
No,
19.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. The song. It's a famous song. It's like 18 minutes long or something, 16 minutes, something like that.
It's 23 minutes long.
Dude,
I think that's a live version.
Dude,
I think now granted, the CD version, the album version, is a live performance, but it's one of the longer songs out there, and it's so good.
I've heard this before,
but a lot of people don't like it. They think it just kind of rambles, and it's very folk musicy, bluesy, but it's good. It's Arlo Guthrie, and there's a lot of lines from it that'll just make you crack up the first couple times you hear it. But actually, thinking of Alice's Restaurant, whenever I used to DJ for Cadia, one of the things that I used to do to punish the listeners, I guess punishing quotation marks, was play Alice's Restaurant all the way through.
Lol.
But
that sounds painful. Sort of.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know. The longest thing I've ever listened to was the Pony Swag Mega Mix back when I listened to that.
The longest song that I regularly listen to, by regularly, I mean like every now and then, is probably... Oh, what is it? Ghost Love Score by Nightwish, that 10-minute song.
Oh, it's such a good song.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Pony Swag Megamix anymore. Thing's 18 minutes long. That's like a third of my walk home from school on the one song. But then again, that was like the fourth song, first pony-related song I ever downloaded, ever.
Well, like, okay, longest song I have ever heard is Dream Theater's 6 Degrees of Inner Turbulence. And it's a 2-CD album that they put out. The first CD is a bunch of individual songs, and the second CD is one song split into 8 gapless tracks. and it's about 40 minutes long.
Huh.
Well,
and it is so good.
Well, damn. Well, damn. That
now,
is pretty scary. I just...
They also have another song released, you know, just one single track. It's not split or anything, called The Change of Seasons, and that's about 23 to 24 minutes long.
I remember hearing an orchestra-sounding thingy done on the planets back in grade 7. That's it.
Well, I mean, I've played longer songs in band. I think our longest song was like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
well,
band.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking orchestral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or symphonic, I guess, is the term usually used.
I remember for band, well, actually it was strings. I played viola, which is hard with my stubby fingers. I inherited my mother's stubby little fingers, unfortunately. But we played a bunch of songs, and a bunch of them were like a page long because this was grade 9 band. And I wasn't there for the summer concert because I was sick and didn't want to cough all over the violin section. But apparently they got lost halfway through SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
Yeah, we played that in grade 9. There was a version that my music teacher wrote up, Mr. Lewis, who was hilarious. I think actually one of my favorite things, and this is going to seem a little dirty, but it was hilarious in grade 9. There was a girl who was playing guitar, and they have the thing you plug the thing into for the amp, I think.
Yeah.
It was like, do you know where it is? And it's like, she's like, yeah, it's over here. It says, good, show us your hole. And he said that, like, in the middle of class. So funny.
And then she just stops, turns around, looks at him. What?
No, we were all sitting and facing him, but...
Oh, man.
We all just laughed because we were a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I've matured slightly past that. I would only sort of, like, my nose would explode from trying not to laugh out loud.
Slightly.
Slightly. A little bit.
So yeah, back to the most recent episode.
Ball.
So now with him having been quote unquote reformed, what do you think this is going to mean for upcoming seasons and everything? Do you think we'll see him back again, or maybe in like a season finale or a season opener?
He's probably going to come out of nowhere, just drinking a milkshake or something, and then
drinking the glass.
He drinks the glass.
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, I haven't watched that in forever, and the next time I'm going to end up.
The only time I watched it was the first time I watched it. Other
Lynch,
than obviously
up.
the little bits on YouTube
shut
everywhere
up.
That
shut
people.
Shut up!
Calm down, Jesus.
I'm doing stuff. And stuff. I've lost my place. But
exactly.
You know what I mean. He's going to come out of nowhere doing something you wouldn't expect, and then he's just going to save the day. He's going to, pardon my language, kill all the terrorists.
You're in the wrong country for that, man.
Oh, yeah, and then the documentary came out, speaking of John DeLancey.
Yeah.
Oh, BronyCon came out?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's,
oh.
It's the Unexpected Adult Fans of My Little Ponies, I think is what it's called.
Yep.
Because the original, well, the working title was BronyCon.
Yeah, they
changed it to be a wider... Because they originally planned it to only be shot at BronyCon, and then it got so much funding that they expanded to different countries and cons and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, well, let's not do BronyCon.
Law.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, because when they opened the Kickstarter... They reached their goal in, like, what, 4 hours, 6 hours, something like that?
I think it's because back then a lot of bronies really wanted the truth to come out, for the most part.
Well, and they still do,
it's still, yeah.
Well, yeah, but for the most part, like, there's nothing massive that seems to be screwing with our internet reputation.
Because I remember, well, and that's because a lot of people that were non-bronies have come out saying, look at the amazing stuff that these fans of a cartoon show have done just in the name of love and tolerance and kindness and all that.
In the words of Discord from this most recent episode, friendship is magic.
I loved that part, actually.
That was good.
Say it. Friendship is magic.
Like a 2-year-old. Oh, it was glorious.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly how I would have reacted. I'm not even kidding. That is exactly what I would have done.
Yeah.
I'm so mature.
That's, well, I mean, that's really about the best way to go about it. It's just meh.
You know what I found funny actually is how Fluttershy kinda did the whole being really quiet thing from the other main five, and so they all thought that she was like falling
being
for it.
And gullible,
the, and, yeah, and then she's like,
and
I'm
then
not
she does that little
for it. Of course,
yeah,
I knew.
She does that little raging thing at the end. It's like, oh god.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention at that point. I think I lost focus on the.
Yeah.
It was probably
because she does this whole little thing of, you think I didn't notice? I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Yup. That was,
it's like,
that part I was like, yes.
And I was hoping for something like that. I was hoping for that iron will, assertiveness thing to come out of her, and
she delivered. Oh man, let me tell you,
she did.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was a tasteful delivery too.
Bro.
Yes. Indeed it was.
I have achieved pony nirvana. I need to get a hobby.
Oh, actually, that kind of reminds me. I wonder if I can find that image. There was this image. You may have seen it already. It's like a chart, and it says the great and powerful Trixie's magic shop, and you get 10 bits, and you get to choose a bunch of different powers and stuff. I'm going to have to find that. It'd be interesting to see your guys' response to it. Crap. But
I remember that Pony Destiny generator now.
That thing.
Oh, that thing was great.
That thing was fun for like 60 seconds.
Dude, no. I spent like 2 hours on that.
Right before we recorded some Global Agenda. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, even during Global Agenda, I was there.
Oh, it was glorious. You were something neckbeard, something little girls.
Oh yeah, destined to dance for neckbeards.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
So good.
So mature, man. Can't even handle me. I need to find something else to do during the podcast. I won't attract all my attention. What? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
Where are we?
Wow.
What?
What he just did.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at all.
Did everything.
I did your face.
No. Oh,
God.
No.
Darn it. Need Javi so bad.
Well, what is there to talk about, really?
Nothing. There is nothing to talk about. We could just sit here in awkward silence and listen to like the sort of background staticky noise for like the next, how long have we been here? We could listen to that for like the next half hour maybe and then call it that, and I think we would all be just as satisfied.
Okay.
Everyone else would just be like, the f*** is this?
Yeah, I guess we could talk about the pony shot glass, which is on EQD right now that everyone probably sees.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, there's
the pony shot glass. It's not being advertised as a shot glass, but it's fairly strong point that it's a shot glass.
Where is it? Must. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It's got the same picture that my brand new wallet does. That's what my new...
I did want my wallet, and they just disappeared off the face of the earth.
I have it. I got it for Christmas.
Anywhere.
Dude, it's a horrible wallet, but I use it anyway, and I show all my friends because they hate me for it.
Oh my god, this birthday card with the stickers. He probably just loves celebrating a birthday, especially when it belongs to a super sweet girl like you. Hope it's pinky perfect.
give that to your guy friend for his birthday.
I know, right? Exactly. Oh, they have Pinkie Pie styled hair extensions.
Oh god,
cooler.
You're like nerdgasming over there.
It's just so awesome. Like,
actually, did I tell you I wore the pony shirt to school the first day back, and my friend saw it, and he's like, "My gay brother would slap you around for wearing that."
Why? Because it's the rainbow colors?
No, no. Actually, it was. I wouldn't be able to find it, but it had rarity, and it said, "I'm not whining, I'm complaining." And I'm waiting for the chance where I can do that in real life, because I would totally do it in real life if I had the chance. Just straight up would do it.
Not whining? This is whining!
I'd do it, but my voice would crack to, like, embarrass
that me. That was probably
this
the
is,
best.
This is whining! God. Like a dying moose.
That episode was just fantastic.
I loved that episode. That episode made me love it.
Rarity was just playing them for fools the whole damn time.
And then they kind of turned on her a little bit, then I was sad, but otherwise it was cool.
Yeah, that was a good episode. I need the Brony shot glass. Although, from the look of it, it's not etched. It's like a sticker
or
something.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointment.
Which tells me that the moment you spill some liquor on the side of it, the glue is just going to dissolve.
No!
Like, just contact a company and, like, send them.
Well, that's the thing, though. You can print out etching materials
for
glass.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And, like, have it etched.
Because etching's extremely easy, dude. All you do is just put it onto the piece of glass and then pour some acid over it, and it eats away specific parts of it.
You're talking like etching like right out of the side. I was talking like laser etching to where it kind of like it's on the inside.
Oh, well, but like when you etch glass, it's 100% permanent. I've done this a couple of times. My parents used to do stained glass and everything.
That's kind of cool.
But like, yeah, it actually is. I did one for my mom for Mother's Day.
I was gonna say that for some reason. I'm psychic. It's scary. It's scary.
I've done a few pieces and everything, but the one piece that I did by myself was this heart. We took a square bevel, and then cocked it sideways so it was pointed like a diamond, and then cut out a circle with the cutting wheel, and then cut the circle in half, and then put the two halves on the side of the bevel, and so it was this heart, and then I etched "I love you, Mom" in the center of it, acid etching. And it basically what it does is it fuses this material into the glass, and so like it's permanent, but you can make it any color you want. Whereas with, laser etching inside of it, it's just creating bubbles. And you can't really do colors with it. Because I want that exact thing they have on the outside of the shot glass. Except with her colors, not just black.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The black, I agree, not black. But I'm not sure if the full blue would look that great either. Something I kind of like is a lot of people have the kind of like white that fades into the blue that looks really good, I feel, with the rainbow dash specifically.
Yeah, or I'd like to do something like I have a desktop image and it actually just changed to it maybe like a couple minutes ago where it's rainbow dash in the style of like a light bright.
That's pretty cool, bro.
Yeah.
Tell it again.
Like, I'd like to do something like that, but that would take some time. Or maybe like do one where it's instead of etched, just do like frosted glass, because that's not hard to do. You just need a sandblaster and a design.
Then again, isn't really time all you have now?
Yeah, I don't have materials to do stuff with.
True.
Actually, I mean, there's all kinds of materials out in the garage. There's just no room. Plus, we don't have any of the acid for etching. We have plenty of glass and everything. There's no acid to etch with. It's like I used to do pottery, too, but there's no room in the garage to do pottery right now.
We don't have a garage. Sold it to a hobo.
There's a car hanging from the roof of my garage.
We don't have a basement because, we live in South Carolina. The water table is like 2 inches below the surface.
Yeah, Sam's here.
Yeah, up there
attics, and that's about it. I wish I had a basement. Basements would be cool.
Well, and our attic isn't even like a, you know, walk-in style attic either. If you're walking, you're crouching, you know.
Well, okay.
And it's so hot there.
Ours, you can stand in the middle, but that's about it.
Same here. Like, I had to replace the ceiling, not ceiling fan, but, you know, the exhaust fan in my bathroom because it was starting to make this grinding noise. And so, you know, I had to replace it, and I had to go up in the attic, and oh my God, it was a good 115 degrees up there. I'm like trying to wear, I mean, sweat is just dripping off my forehead.
I remember last time I visited America. It was when I went to visit my the great aunt, and that was during a heat wave right outside Chicago in Winnetka. It was like 90 in Fahrenheit. That was I was dying. Like, I would get in the car, and we have a black Mazda, and we drove it all the way to Chicago, the 10 hours from Toronto, because forget flying when you have broad shoulders like you do in my family. The 9-hour flight to Paris, I spent halfway in the aisle, because me, my dad, and my brother were all in a really tight, like, 3-seat beside the window thing. But
you were in a Dreamliner, weren't you?
I don't even know, but it was hot. We had a black Mazda, and every time you'd go in there, it was like, my burn.
Yeah, black is one of the worst car colors to have.
Black interior, especially. As soon as you sit on that, you might as well not sit down.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Like, the car I have right now, the outside is beige. I guess the actual color they call it is champagne, but I'm not going to call it champagne because that's just too posh for me.
Posh? Posh. Forget that nonsense. You need some good old-fashioned brown colors, like brown. Brown's a color, isn't it? What?
But it's not brown. It's beige.
My car is gunmetal.
No, you're beige.
With tan interior, and it doesn't get nearly as hot as some of the other vehicles I've been in. I can just hop right in it down here in Florida with it sitting out in the sun, and I won't get burned. I love it.
I don't.
Well, see, my problem is my seats are leather.
Yeah, mine are too.
It's really hot.
The Freestar has leather. Yeah, that it's like. When I go in there in the winter and it's right in the morning and I have to get up at like 9 in the morning to go to school and it sucks. Lol. but you get in there and it's cold and then the leather sucks all the cold out your butt.
Yeah, and see, the bad thing is when you say get up for school in the morning and then you say 9 o'clock, every person who listens to us in the United States of America is going, I fucking hate you.
Yep.
I know. It's awesome.
High schoolers down here are like sitting at the bus stop at like 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah. Same here. The buses go by at 6:30 in the morning here, and the school is like 4 or 5 miles down the road, dude.
My mom's a school bus driver, and she leaves her work at like 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's no joke, dude. Like classes, when I was in high school, class started. Or, well, the bell rang at 8, you were in class by 8:05. Like, God, 9 o'clock. What I wouldn't kill to have school start at 9 o'clock.
No, it doesn't start at 9 o'clock. It starts at 10. I have to get up at 9 to leave.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You just garnered so much more hate.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, but what time do you get out of school?
4:10.
You start two hours later,
and you get out earlier.
Actually, on Fridays we get out at 3, too, because classes are 20 minutes shorter on Friday.
School for me was 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every single day.
Yeah.
God, I hate you.
It's like 7 to 2 down here.
Don't worry, I'm used to people hating me, and I'm used to people loving me.
In middle school down here, it was like. I think it was 8:15 to like 4 o'clock, and then when I was in middle school, I went to a school kind of far away because there was no good schools close by. So I was the last bus stop, so I didn't get off the bus till like 5:30.
Yeah, I was gonna say when I went to high school, I like in the morning, it was okay because, you know, I was pretty much the last stop on the way to the school. So they'd pick me up, pick up maybe one or two more kids, and then we're, you know, we're off to the school. But at night, it was right about 5:30 when I got home because I was the third to last kid off the bus.
Yeah, no, I was straight up the last kid off the bus.
Which is ridiculous because they would pass by my house.
Yep. Same here.
They wouldn't let me off because, like, well, we can't let you off when the house is on that side of the street. We have to let you off on the same side of the street as your house. Like, well, why do you have the little sign that tells people to stop? That's what that is for, is so I can cross the street. Ugh. Every other bus I rode besides when I was in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, well, last part of 11th grade and all of 12th grade, I didn't ride the bus. I drove my car.
Lol. But, I don't own a car.
Well, you're 16.
My driving test is tomorrow. Get my G2 license. Can drive at night and by myself for the most part. Yeah. Hopefully I won't fail it.
Do they have like what am I trying to say here?
Curfews? What was that noise?
Yeah, they do have the curfew. Me and Tag had talked about it previously.
Okay, because I know that I had the curfew. I wasn't allowed to drive from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. unless it was going to work or school.
I don't know Canadian driving laws, which is kind of embarrassing. But then again, I don't know Canadian laws on anything except drinking, because that's all I really care about nowadays. No, I'm not going to be an alcoholic, but it would be nice if I could stop drinking de-alcoholized. For the most part, when you get your G1, you're not allowed to drive after night, and you're not allowed to drive unless you have a person with a full G license with 2 years of experience in the passenger seat. When you get your G2, you can't drive over the 400 series highways unless you have a driving instructor, and I guess 400 series highways would be like your interstates.
Mm-hmm. Most likely, yeah.
G2, you can go on the 400 series highways with a person. You can drive by yourself, but you have to have less than like 4 friends in the car with you. You can drive by yourself, and I think you can drive at night because you couldn't do that with G1. And then after that is the full G license, and that's when you're good to go.
No restrictions. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is here. Permit would be comparable to your G1. You know, you can only drive if there's someone in the car who has 5 years of experience or more. But at that point, like with the permit, you can drive at night if that person is in the car. Otherwise, you can't actually even drive the car at all.
Lol.
Now, a provisionary license, which is the next step after the permit, usually gotten about 6 months to a year, depending on your state and all that. Provisionary license, you can drive by yourself, but only up until like 9 p.m. Anytime after 9 p.m., you have to have someone in the car with 5 years experience or more. Then, of course, you go to a regular license 6 months to a year after that.
Okay, then.
It also depends on state to state, because like I do believe in Florida that it's a little more specific. Like, you have to have your parent with you or legal guardian. It can't just be anyone. Yeah. So
I believe in Florida.
North Carolina was anyone with 5 years experience or more that currently held a license.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure it's parent or legal guardian because, I have older siblings and they weren't allowed to take me driving. And they've been driving for, a good 10 years already. So.
Damn.
Damn, son. That's pretty spooky.
Then, of course, I don't know how they do driver's ed or anything up there in Canada, but,
we pay this guy to go driving with me.
Yeah, you're doing a private instruction.
Well, I took 5-hour classes every day for, 5 days, and I think I told you about this. I was in a small, unconditioned room with, 40 other teenagers and a guy with a big accent. I couldn't even understand it, and he gave us all the answers to the questions at the end of the exam thing. I was like, I'm going to fail driving in real life so hard.
Yeah, the only thing that makes you better at driving is
experience.
that was a
part. Well, and
I didn't really want to accept the fact that I failed the written test 3 times because I was like, writing it and being able to do it are very different things.
Yeah. Well, and
I mean, half the time when you see the sign, you already see what it's telling you to do or not do.
Yeah, you kind of get used to it. Like, I'd say it's kind of like muscle memory, but on a larger scale.
Oh yeah,
like you can tell by like sign shapes and stuff like that, and like you don't have to think about turning on blinkers anymore. Just little stuff. And
see, that's the thing. The written test for North Carolina, you actually have to identify signs without their symbols on them for some of them, because there's, you know, some signs in the U.S. are just a shape and a color, and you can recognize what it is right away.
Yeah,
I don't think that was part of the test,
but they did something kind of like it.
Well, see, like, I had already had driving experience by the time I did my permit and all that, because right about the time that I was 7 years old, like, every now and then, like, every weekend, me and my dad would go out to my grandma and grandpa's house on, you know, his side of the family, because they had a wood shop out there, so he'd do all his projects and his hobbying and all that out there. And he would, every now and then, he'd pull over to the side of the road, let me sit on his lap. He'd control the gas and the brake while I controlled the steering. Then when I got taller, he'd let me control the gas and the brake and the steering, and he'd sit in the passenger seat. Because it's an old dirt road, so there's not really any cops or anything around.
And
so
there's nobody else on, yeah. My dad did the exact same thing with me, except at a much earlier age. I was like 4 and 5, and it was a way bigger truck. I remember it because I loved it. It was like one of those V6 Cummins diesels. Oh God.
Yeah.
Massive trucks.
Yeah, diesel's even more different when it comes to handling, because the engine responds differently.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This was a 93 Ford Ranger XLT. So, you know, a medium-sized pickup truck.
I drive my dad's Sierra 2500 HD.
Oh yeah, the K series.
Yeah, I believe. I drive it every now and then, like mainly when he needs me to drive it back because we're picking up another vehicle or something.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, does that thing have a touchy gas pedal? It's like
touchiest
gas pedal ever, like touchier than the Corvette I drive every day.
Yeah, I used to work at Walmart in their Tire Lube Express, and we'd have the K2500s come in all the time, and God, those things, like, you'd barely tap it, and it's just like,
yeah. Oh, man, and just, the, like, the whistle it makes when you get up to speed and, like, put it down a little bit, you're just like, oh.
That's kind of like one time I had a Impreza WRX STI model that the person had tuned up even more past the standard STI tuning. Come in, and you know, I the moment I saw that thing come in, I went over. I'm like, okay, I get to service this. No one else touch it.
Get back.
I want to touch this car.
Those
thank
cars
you.
Sound beautiful for their like little engines.
Oh yeah, and it was, you know, manual. Of course, you don't want to drive a WRX that's automatic. There's no point in doing that.
Nope.
Because you can't get, you know, your full speed and acceleration out of it. But so I go to pull it out of the garage, and this guy had tuned his clutch so perfectly. Like, the difference between full on and full off was like half an inch. Like, you barely had to tap that sucker down and it would engage and you could shift. It was beautiful. Like, I am fairly new to driving stick, and I could speed shift that thing.
Man.
It was just absolutely beautiful. But anyway, ponies.
You know what makes me sad? The fact that AudioSurf isn't for Mac.
You know what makes me sad? We switched to ponies right before I had a chance to talk about my stick experience.
Please do.
It was really easy because I rode dirt bikes and quads my entire life, so I had the clutching down. I was like, got this. I didn't even stall. I was just like, okay, let it off, get more gas. I hear it trying to bog. Okay, I got it. Perfect launch every time.
Yeah, I mean, like, the hardest part about driving a stick is getting used to the individual clutch in each car.
Yep.
Because, you know, everything's going to be different depending on how the person has driven it so far and who the maker is and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, you have to get used to hearing the engine and knowing when to shift rather than looking at the tachometer.
Dude, that's my favorite part. You listen to the beauty of the engine.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're doing it that way, of course you can't have your music quite as loud or stuff like that.
That's why you just get a louder car. No.
Just get a louder pipe on it, man.
Yeah, you know, it's cherry bombs in the back.
Oh, God.
I hate those things.
Cherry bombs are illegal. Cherry bombs are illegal in most areas, yeah, though.
You downshift really hard on those, and you're waking up the neighborhood.
Yeah. But, that's like, what was it, my buddy, every time he would come into my neighborhood, like, later at night, if he, you know, coming in or driving out, he would have to be driving his car at, like, you know, 20 miles an hour in third gear just to make it not sound loud as hell. Because he's driving a 97 Mustang Cobra, so, you know, it's pretty loud to begin with.
Oh, man.
So it's like, you know, let's just bring the sucker up to gear a little bit.
The worst part about having cars with loud exhaust is there's always that one RPM in a certain gear that makes the exhaust give out this tone that just messes with your head and the entire car, and you're just like, gotta get a little bit faster or slower. Can't handle that tone.
Yeah. Oh, hell, it's even the same with automatics. My car does that, too. Like, there is a certain rev on my car I just can't
sit. Yeah, you can't sit it. Because you hit it, and it's like it's getting in your ears, in your head, and it's like shaking your brain.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah, for me, on this car, it's right around 2,000 to 2,200. Which is good because most of the time when I'm driving on the interstate, it's right about 2,500 to 3,000. So, you know, I'm good. But when I'm, you know, cruising through the neighborhood, it's sitting right at that speed. And it's, yep.
Yeah. I believe it's like 1,600 for mine, which you usually get out of pretty quick. But oh. Yeah.
But again, if you're driving through the neighborhood, you kind of got to shift up a couple gears and it might sit at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I, yeah. No. I drive the Mazda and I like it, and yeah, that stuff. Is my experience with cars. You're going on for like 20 minutes on sticks, and that's all I can think about.
Hey man, I mean, being able to drive a stick is something everyone should know.
I know, yeah. How to drive a stick. I know how to maneuver.
I mean, they're pretty much.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of people these days who don't even know what to do with them. Like, you hear stories about people like, oh, let's steal this car. Get in. Oh my god, it has a shifter. Let's leave. I'm serious. It happens.
Wow. See, and the glorious thing about a stick shift car is you can push start it.
Yes.
If you're having trouble getting the car going, you can push start it.
I can't tell you how many times I have push start vehicles or partaken in having them push started.
Yeah, it's like I had this one dude I was working with, Roger, his Honda broke down, and there was actually a chunk of his car came off. I can't remember what it was, but it was part of the ignition, and so I had to push start him for about a week before he could get the thing fixed.
Oh man.
And
hey bro, like, just give me rolling real quick and I'll pop it in the gear real quick.
Well, no, I had to explain to him how to push start it.
Oh god.
Which of course it was lucky I had my phone. I'm like, here, just watch this video. I'm like, because I first started to explain it to him, he's like, wait, what? I'm like, it's so easy, dude. And he's like, I still don't get it. I'm like, watch video.
Lol, videos.
I'll just stand here and wait until you finish the video. And he just puts his thumb out the window. I just start pushing the car.
Oh, that's good. Can we go back to ponies, please?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, did we talk about that Just for Sidekicks episode?
A little bit.
What one was that?
The one with the drug habit thing.
Yeah, the thing where they give him crystals to babysit the pets.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
I guess we don't really need to go back to that. But in EQAD news, and yeah, I don't know if you really want to put a sort of parental ish warning before this, but not really. There are a few sort of
interested or young leave now.
There's a few interesting posts I've found on EQAD recently, and I go there for the fiction because, yeah. There's if interest is shown, there might be a pony burlesque at the next BronyCon. And I told Lobi about this, and I don't know if I'm fairly certain you know what that is, Math.
Of course, I love burlesque shows; they're awesome.
Okay, I'm just gonna pretend I didn't know that. So yeah, that's something. That's one reason why I kind of don't want to go to BronyCon if that's gonna happen, because I'd probably be.
It's not gonna be in the same area, dude. There's no way they would let that slide.
Yeah, that's gonna be something that's way later.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, no, but still, I don't want to be near.
Plus, BronyCon is actually a 24-hour thing, 48-hour thing, straight through.
It's all day long anyway. It's all day long.
Oh, that's my kind of convention there, man.
That's what I'm saying. I really want to go now.
Pony till you drop.
I could do that, man, because that's one of the things I don't like about a lot of anime cons is like, oh, well, I get to spend like 8 hours doing this and then I got to go away and wait till tomorrow. What am I going to do in that amount of time?
But anyway, to get back onto the topic, honestly, it's cool if you're into that sort of thing, but I think having a burlesque is not sort of sending a very good message, at least sort of I think that. You know, like, let's, like, you're gonna, like, if someone hears about, like, there's people, like, dressing up as ponies and then doing a burlesque thing, and from what I understand, it's, like, a striptease? Let me pull up.
It's a tasteful.
Here, let me pull up my dictionary, because I use this thing for writing burlesque, because I remember how to spell it. Parody or comically exaggerated imitation of something, especially in a literary or dramatic, okay, now. A variety show, typically including striptease. So yeah, if someone hears that there's a pony burlesque and then they look that up, that's what they're gonna see, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
But it's
they're adults; they can do their own thing.
It's a cabaret thing, and cabaret is
people who are looking this up, who are like 12-year-olds who are judging the show, are not gonna know that.
Why do I care what a 12-year-old thinks?
Because
seriously,
the entire internet population.
Yeah, but why
whatever.
Should we care about
that? Still, whatever. I mean, I'm not judging. I feel slightly alienated by the thought of that happening. That's just me.
Okay. I think a burlesque show would actually be pretty cool. I mean,
But then again, I'm 16, so maybe.
I mean, it's just kind of cosplay entertainers in a way, and not really entertainers like entertainers. No.
Not that kind
not
of
not that far, but I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, it's
once again, I'm not blaming or
seriously, if you have the chance, go to a burlesque or cabaret show. They are amazing.
Math, I'm 16.
I don't usually, dude, they don't get naked.
Still.
You probably see more on like Nat Geo.
Hey, dude, what would my parents think?
Oh. Nip slip. Oh, it's tribal. It's okay.
Lol.
Like, no, seriously, burlesque shows are actually a great thing.
Here,
like,
here. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna run upstairs and ask my mom if I can go to a burlesque.
No.
Right. Oh. No. Yeah.
Hey, your parents have a good view of us. Don't ruin
no,
this.
No, please.
Well, then don't say I should. God.
Oh God.
You've never been to one. It's a good experience.
Calm down.
Yeah, serious.
Anyway, the second post, which I don't particularly care for, but I guess some people who are really into it might be really interested in, is that apparently there's this thing on 4chan, which is like a sort of instruction thing for how to hypnotize yourself into thinking you're a pony.
No.
Yeah, just no.
Yeah, that's...
I don't really entirely believe in hypnotization, whatever. The way I see it, you have to be willing for it to happen.
Well, do you want to be a pony?
Well, you you do have to be willing for it to happen.
Exactly. Well, no, not really, because I know it's not something that'll happen.
Exactly.
That's not an issue for me. It might be an issue for someone who has bigger issues, but not me.
An issue for someone who has bigger issues. That made me laugh for some reason.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, so. Aren't we all ponies on the inside? Don't we all have love and tolerance in our hearts and all that sort of lovey-dovey gay stuff?
Ponies are cool, but I'm still a human being here.
Yep.
I am 100% pony, and there's nothing any of y'all can say to stop that. Lol. Anyway.
Burlesque.
I'm happy. Ruin this for me. Yeah.
The part about the whole burlesque thing that you're missing here is the fact that for it to be a burlesque show, it has to include comedy.
Well, once again, I'm not judging because I don't know and I've never been to one. I mean, the way I see it, which is the way I'm seeing it from a dictionary, and I'm not going to go look up a burlesque show on YouTube because why? But like the way it's sounding to someone who has never heard of it or seen it or knows anything about it is not for me.
Here, let me
no.
Elaborate
no.
here.
No, no, stop, no, get.
No, you stop.
You're uninformed.
A later use of the term, particularly in the United States, refers to performances in a variety show format. These were popular from the 1860s to 1940s, often in cabarets and clubs, as well as theaters, and featured body comedy and female striptease. That's it. There's no nudity.
Still feel odd. I'm not going to go to it. I'm not going to do anything about it. Whatever. It's fine.
I would love to see a burlesque show again. It's been a few years.
Doesn't going to those things, you know, cost money? Lol.
Usually.
I'm in.
Yeah, you know, you have to pay for your ticket to get in. There's a burlesque, not really festival, but celebration in Asheville every year. At the Orange Peel, one of the music clubs there.
The Orange.
I think I've heard of that place.
It's pretty famous on the East Coast.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah, and it's right in the middle of downtown Asheville. One of the reasons it became popular in more recent years was when the Smashing Pumpkins did their revival tour thing. Before they actually went on tour across the country, they did a 9-day residency in Seattle and a 9-day residency in Asheville. And as far as I know, Billy Corgan has a house there in Asheville, hence the reason why they – well, one of the reasons they went there. The other reason is, you know, it's in the mountains. It's beautiful. It's – a good environment to for any sort of performer. But yeah, they have a burlesque show every year. And as far as I know, all the funds from the burlesque show go to breast cancer research.
That's pretty cool.
Stay classy, Nashville.
I'm still upset that Audio Surf is for PC only. God damn it.
Well, your main computer is PC, is it not?
Yeah, but I don't want to sit here and play Audio Surf. I want to sit here and play Fallout New Vegas. I want to go on my Mac in the middle of school and play Audio Surf instead of playing like Frontline Tactics and stuff.
What have I said about focusing on your studies?
Well, actually, this semester is not going to be so bad. I mean, I'm still going to work on it, but...
Yeah, you still got to put forth an
effort. Oh, God, falling out of my chair. Don't lean back.
The moment you start thinking that you're going to be okay, you're going to come to the end of the course and go, wait, I haven't learned any of this.
Well, I have the only
AKA
thing I've really,
don't be a slacker.
AKA Lovi, shut up. God, just stop. But I lost my train of thought. The only course I would have to study for exams or anything really is History 12. I mean, I have Drama 10, History 12, then I have Writer's Craft, which is a creative writing course, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I love creative writing courses.
It's taught by my world religions teacher, who is a total bro and has the bestest beard ever, except he shaved it. And then I have Personal Fitness. So, it's a fairly easy semester. I might have like one or two exams. Usually, probably one. Just yeah. But I'm pretty bad with dates, so I have to work on history. Depends if they do a drama exam. Although I don't see what you could put in a drama exam. A lot of.
Well, no, but you still have to pass the class for.
No,
you know,
yeah,
credit.
Yeah, yeah. But I think what they usually do is they just put on a play for the school, because this school, the school this year, the drama class put on the play Check Please. Which was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were telling me that. You went to watch that. I love that.
That was pretty good. And then they had.
It's
Grant was up
good.
There in a burlap sack, and I was like, Grant's in drama? I didn't know that.
Well, see, like, the way that we did drama classes in my high school was, you know, the plays that were put on were, you know, open to the entire school.
Well, that's
now,
drama
yes,
club. Drama club does, like, separate things for everyone, but drama 10 is the class.
This, yeah, well, see, okay, look at this. We did have a performing arts club called a PAC. But PAC didn't put on plays. All the plays were open to the entire school. Now, the class would put on one play per semester, because, you know, the classes were, you know, you'd take one class for one semester, and or four classes one semester, and then four classes the second semester. But, you know, the play that was put on by the class wasn't. It was only drama 3 and 4 that put on plays. Drama 1 and drama 2 didn't put on plays. Because, you know, they were kind of an introduction to drama. It was more the history and different types of drama. Then when you got to drama 3 and drama 4, it was, you know, most of the class was spent doing improv stuff.
Oh, I love improv. Yeah. Oh, improv is glorious.
And, like, it was myself and one other person who was also in PAC. We didn't actually have to take any of the tests or anything. We just helped the instructor with the class and, you know, participated in the
thingy.
Yeah, in the improv games.
The thingy.
Which, love it.
The thingy.
I can't believe you just did that in Steam.
Lol.
You are such a hypocrite.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I want to know what this is.
Okay. Okay.
Someone linked a picture and it was a crappy version, so I decided to link the better version, and he's like, "Stop, we are podcasting." Like, what?
You are such a hypocrite.
No, I have like the stupid thing open in another window, and I saw it. I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll just tell him about it."
Yeah, no, you were in there earlier.
Shut up. No, I wasn't.
I caught like all of that too. Anyway,
no, shut up. Shut up. You didn't see any of that horrible stuff I was doing in there with the other people there.
Oh my.
I saw it all.
Oh god, I just. That picture, oh my god. Why did I hit next? I'll close that real quick.
It was just like. I'll do anything that is, like, not related to the podcast.
Oh man. Like, it was a kid on a sled almost getting run over.
Ow.
Yeah.
Sad
the
face.
Parent was like pulling him across the street in the middle of the night on a snowy road, and the car, like, they just barely show up in the lights, and the car's like, oh shit.
Okay. That's pretty spooky.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty spooky. Let's move on. Let's move on. I'm scared of that reminds me, actually, when we were in Chicago, we were there for the express purpose of getting stories from my great aunt, because she has a great sense of family history. We have charts, and I don't know if I told you this, I probably have, because I keep telling people for some odd reason. She has the chart that links my family line on my dad's side of the family all the way up to Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Britain during the Second World War.
Interesting.
And, of course, no one likes him because he basically let Hitler do whatever the hell he want, and then World War II happened. So, you know. But for the most part, she told a story of yeah, I'm getting back to the actual point of bringing this up. She told a story, and it was my great-grandfather, Archibald, who had this truck, and when it was snowy out, all the kids would get on their toboggans, get the strings, hold them together, and the kid in front would hold on to like the hitch thing on the back of the truck, and he'd pull them all along in his truck, and if he stopped hard enough, all the kids would face plant
it. Smash into it, yeah. Ugh.
And I was like, we never did that when I was little.
We would, yeah, like, no, you would probably get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we would use toboggans for tobogganing and not driving down the road. Like,
I don't know.
All the YOLOers do.
But if it ever like floods here like enough to where I can do what everyone else does and tie my wakeboard to the back of the truck and wakeboard behind it, totally doing it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just like skitching on the back of a car with
a bike,
a skateboard.
It's one of those things you have to do, or all your friends are going to lose their respect for you. Because if you had the opportunity and didn't do it,
more like they're not gonna know about it till I do it, and then they're gonna be like, "Oh, that's cool, more respect."
Lol.
Unless they're there, of course, then they'll know.
Yeah.
Good.
But you know, on that note, I think it's about a good time to wrap up.
You know what we need? You know what we need to do more often? We need to put actual music breaks in. Because I finished my water glass like halfway through the darn thing, and I'm here, and my throat's all dry.
Well, you gotta say something then.
Well, what am I gonna do? Oh, guys, my throat's all sore. Maybe we could take a break for a second. No, I'm such a little...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, or you could just type it into Skype, and then I'll come along and say, oh, hey, well, we're gonna take a break for a moment and collect ourselves. Here's some music for you.
No, but it has to fit into the... Never mind.
Well, that's the thing. You can call for a break, and then it allows us to do a music break. You get your stuff, and then we talk about...
I need my Doritos!
That too.
That's not going to help your dry throat.
I know, right?
I just felt like yelling that out randomly. I honestly felt like yelling that out randomly.
That actually, that kind of reminds me. I went to the store earlier to grab some soda and some food for the cats, and I saw... apparently there's a new Doritos type out called Doritos Jacked.
Ugh.
I'm like, what are they on? Steroids?
Tell me it's Pepper Jack.
I didn't even look at the flavor. I just saw Doritos Jacked and kept walking.
Who is this Jack?
It's like a Pepper Jack flavored Doritos.
Who is this Jack of which you speak?
Well, I mean, you can almost get the taste of
it. Smoky Chipotle. Never mind.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who is this Jack?
Dreams crushed.
Yeah, but see, like, the moment I think of jacked, I think of people all, you know, hopped up on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, what, are they put bovine... They put bovine growth hormone in my Doritos or something?
Oh, man.
God. But anyway, let's go ahead and cut it here.
For a break, maybe? Or the end of podcast?
I was going to say, it's been an hour and some minutes.
Shut up.
It's time to end the podcast.
Oh, shut up. I want to keep on going. Let's keep...
24-hour podcast!
Completely forgot about that.
Oh,
and well, we've got to work out a time when we actually have something for that. But anyway,
Lobby.
For episode 8 of the podcast, this is Nathaniel!
Bye-bye!
And we're out.
Yeah, bye.
Take it easy, everyone.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I don't know why, but after I said I want my Doritos, I wanted to say I need a pickup, so I said it.
I know.